This is Michigan Radio. I'm Kyle Norris. Michigan Department of Environmental Quality Director Dan Wyant has resigned because of the agency's role in the Flint water crisis. In 2014, Flint switched its water supply from Detroit System to the Flint River. And not long after, people's water turned brown. The water turned out to have an E. coli contamination, and eventually unsafe levels of lead showed up in people's drinking water. A number of reports have found the DEQ made mistakes, which played a big role in elevated lead levels in the city's tap water. Michigan Public Radio's Rick Pluta is covering the story. Rick, give us a sense of what role Dan Wyant played in this situation.
Well, Dan Wyant, as the director of the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, was responsible while Flint was under emergency management for overseeing the department that was looking, that was making decisions on what should be done about Flint's water supply and how to handle the changeover from using the Detroit water system to something else. And so what a number of studies have found is that the department, and I think everyone acknowledges this, should have been asking more questions, should have been doing more due diligence about looking into the things that needed to happen in order to either successfully transition to a different water supply or really make a responsible decision on whether switching from the Detroit water system was appropriate. Dan Wyant is not a water expert. That, you know, he was the director of the department. He was previously a director of the State Department of Agriculture. But he was responsible for the department, and I think this is really a signal that the Snyder administration recognizes that the route that they would have preferred to take, which is, you know, we examined what happened, but we're taking a forward-looking view on this, wasn't going to be enough, that people were looking for a shakeup in the department that was primarily responsible for ensuring the safety of the water.
Are more people expected to resign?
Yes, I you know, bluntly, that the governor has said that that's that there is going to be a shakeup in the department, and it's not going to stop at the director. You know, we'll see what happens in terms of both the water quality aspect of the department and also the communications aspect of the department, because both of those had a role to play with, you know, what went on in Flint.
Are there calls for the governor to resign?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there are some angry people out there who are saying that what this really is a product of the emergency manager policy that Rick Snyder championed. And as the person primarily responsible for adopting that policy and, you know, putting Flint under emergency management, that the governor is culpable. However, you know, he is the state's top elected official, and you know the prospects of that are actually happening are remote, to say the least.
And in 30 seconds here, Rick, what happens next?
The governor has called on a lot of the scientists who have been critical of both the state's handling of the water switch and the state's response to it to now come and work with the state to try and remediate what's going on in Flint. The governor also offered, and this is a big deal, a personal apology to the people of Flint about what happened, and said that the lessons learned in Flint are going to be applied to every city in Michigan that has aging infrastructure to deal with.
Rick Pluta, thank you so much.
A pleasure.
Rick Pluta is the State Capitol Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. And if you want to listen to a documentary about the Flint water crisis that explains what went wrong, just go to our website, michiganradio.org. It's called Not Safe to Drink.